The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, okay. Cleaning Nation, it is Lindsay. I am the client happiness manager at Grow My Cleaning Company. And I should also start mentioning that I'm actually the podcast producer too. That's why I'm on so many of these episodes. And today I'm super psyched because we have one of our next level clients, Autumn Dell, here with me. And Autumn, you might remember, she was on our podcast with Mike back in February, I think we said, right, Autumn?
Yep, it was February.
So so it's been some time, and I wanted to get you on the podcast, not only to talk about your next level experience and how that's gone and your kind of wild story of how you got into next level, which we'll circle back to that too, but you've started your own podcast with your cleaning, related to your cleaning company. So I kind of wanted to do a podcast about podcasting and get a little meta today. But every time I try to explain how cleaning companies can help, a podcast can help cleaning companies, I'm always looking for good examples, and you're like our latest awesome example. So wanted to feature you today. And if you're all wondering why Autumn's in her car doing the podcast, is because she had to get out of her house and take a break from the kids. It sounds good. So just a little review back to you, Autumn, since for those of you in Cleaning Nation that might not be familiar, might have not caught that in the last episode, Autumn here started Get It Together Cleaning Services in 2018 in Loganville, Georgia, outside of Atlanta, and her kids were in school and she wanted to help pay off debt. And then after a year, she hired her first employee, and now she just runs the team and she doesn't have to even worry about cleaning anymore. How's that been, Autumn? What's that been like?
It is awesome. I took a whole week vacation last week, and we were at the lake, so I didn't have my phone near me half the time. I would like come in around lunch or a little afternoon and be like, oh crap, this happened. And then I would check in with the team. They'd be like, nope, we did it. We handled it. It was fine. And so I was like, oh, it was so nice.
That's awesome.
So it's fun.
You're putting together all the systems you learned throughout the last year or so with Mike, it sounds like, and you can finally chill.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, this has to be harder than this. Like, you know, but yeah, the systems, they, once they're in place, they're amazing.
Awesome. That is so good to hear. I love it when we get someone on like you that's like, I follow the system, I put it into place, I did it, and here are the results, and it's working for me. And right before we started recording, I was asking you, did you start your podcast before you came into Next Level? And you said, no, you actually started it when you were in Elite because that's what Mike said to do. And you're like, I'm doing it. I love that attitude.
Yeah. I'm the person I've heard him describe before that's like, I'm not smart enough to think it won't work. So like, I just do what, and I do this across the board with a lot of things. So I guess it's a good trait. I mean, I like to think I'm a little smart, but even if I'm not, at least I can follow directions. And when I did Elite and you guys said to do a podcast, it seemed like the hardest and scariest part of it. So it's really what I jumped in and was like, I better just do this because otherwise I'll talk myself out of it.
I love that. So they call it like eating the frog in the morning. It's like a phrase where usually it's a daily thing where you like find the hardest thing to do and you just tackle it for you.
Yeah.
That's how you looked at the whole program, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna back it up a little bit. So let's back up to February. I want to just tell this short story, like a little tangent, just because it's a great example of your mindset and as a business owner, how you are just like down and ready to learn. So last time we had you on the podcast, like we said, it was February. You weren't in Next Level yet, but you had already graduated Elite. And I think Mike was just saying something like, hey, Autumn, next week we have our Next Level event. Tell us about that. I don't think I went there. Was that in Arizona?
It was in Arizona. See, my story is I did Elite last summer and like there was a little bit I had a different mindset coach than Tracy. And I think she was like turning things over to Tracy. So it's like, I kind of fell through the cracks, which was totally fine with me because I was like, I don't feel like I'm ready to do next level, which in hindsight, I could have just done it. But for the next like 6 months, I just still re-listened to the modules like almost daily and kept doing the podcast and kept just putting everything into practice. And then when I got on the call with Mike, I remember hoping he would like invite me because I didn't really know how the process went, like how you got invited into next level, mm-hmm. but he did. And I was just in the perfect spot. So he was like, yeah, hey, we're having our event next week if you want to come. And I was like, I want to come. Let's see if my family supports me just hopping on a plane to cross the country. But it worked out and I did it and it was awesome.
That is so amazing. So you were just like, I'm down. I just checked with my family. I'm just leaving Georgia, getting on a plane. Let's do this thing.
Right.
That's so awesome. So I kind of want to, okay, so now you're in next level. So it's been basically, I think, ever since that event, you've pretty much been with us in next level, right?
Yeah, I joined the very next week. So it's been...
Okay, cool. Fast action taker. Okay, so let's hop into your podcast. So as I said, I think I said before, you run the Hometown Business Podcast, and it's all about your county mostly, right? Walton County, Georgia?
Business owners in my county and maybe right outside.
Okay. And so let's kind of like walk through this logic of, and I've done a podcast about it before, but let's kind of review of how a cleaning company owner coming out with a podcast can help their business. So for you, Autumn, are you commercial or residential?
Residential.
Residential. Okay, interesting. Okay, because the name of your podcast. So you are featuring mostly businesses, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you're bringing value to your community by offering services, showcasing businesses to people in their area. Now, is your, and this is the first time we've ever talked about it, so I'm just kind of, just going off cuff here. So is your perfect prospect, your perfect kind of customer, the people you're having on your podcast or the people listening to your podcast?
The podcast, yes. The people I'm interviewing. It's awesome because I'm like, with a Facebook ad, I could never find these perfect people and send them an ad. But I am literally like going and picking who I want to be my client and asking them to be on the podcast. So it's like, I'm picking people and placing them in my funnel. But yeah, it's awesome. Just, and they're my ideal prospects. Most of them talk about their business, but I've also had a few that like are really into running their business as well, which is a topic that I could just talk about for days. And so sometimes we'll talk about that. So I always tell them like, you can either just brag about your business or you can tell and share with other business owners the way you run your business kind of thing. So it's really casual.
Very cool. Now, do you have a certain age group you target as well, or certain female versus male, moms, dads, parents?
I would say the moms. I like busy business owners. And typically, like the dad business owners are busy too, but the moms are the ones that still feel the pressure of like keeping the household running and stuff like that. So I really do try to target those moms who are also business owners because I feel like I can relate. Like, you know, you want to be there to raise your kids. You want to be there to run your business. Cleaning your house, you're making no memories while you do that. Like anybody can do that kind of thing. So those are the people I really kind of go after. But sometimes I'll have a guy on there and when I give him, like I haven't said this yet, but I offer him a free for being a guest on the podcast. And they're like, oh, my wife will be so happy. So, you know, it works out there too. I try not to overthink it too much, I guess.
I love it. So you're bringing extra value to, in two ways, really. Number one, the guests on your show, either way, they walk away with great exposure, They showcase their business. Hopefully other people of the same kind of age group, social, you know, all across the board are listening to the episode too and getting value. But since they're also your perfect prospect and exactly who you're looking to clean for, you can offer them, hey, since you're a guest, here's a free clean. I love that example. And just so Cleaning Nation knows, this is, we have some different iterations of this podcast concept. And Autumn here, I think, I'm sure there's someone else that are our clients that have done something similar, but usually, not usually, but there's examples where someone will just interview only the businesses because they are commercial and they want to hook the person as a commercial client. So that's interesting to hear that you're kind of flipped that and having your perfect prospects, even though they're residential, they're still showcasing their business. Love that. Love that approach. Who, if you don't mind sharing, what's the most interesting business owner you think you've had so far?
Oh gosh. Well, I recently had a travel agent and that was super cool. I had the editor and publisher of our local newspaper, which that's cool. Cause as I was interviewing him, I was like, I can't believe I'm not asking you how to host better interviews. So I'm going to reach back out and be like, can you teach me how to be a better interviewer? But that was fun. And I'm interviewing the mayor this weekend or this Friday. So that should be fun.
Amazing.
Yeah, we have a really good small town community, so it's fun. Everybody likes talking about their business, and we have a ton of them, so.
Very cool, very cool. I love that you just got the mayor on, you know, because you know everyone's going to listen to that. So not only could you possibly have the mayor as a client, you can have everyone that voted. I love that, so. Also, I feel like, and let me know if this has happened to you. I just go off on tangents because that's what I do here. But you just brought another idea to my mind is that when people are listening to your podcast that aren't clients or not guests, have you had anyone reach out to you because they've heard about your cleaning company?
Yep. Like, this is the part that blows my mind because I rarely talk about it. Like, I'll mention it in passing, but I really try to make it all about the guest. Mm-hmm. But I've had several, like at least five, and I haven't been doing this very long, people who are like, yeah, I saw your podcast. I'm like, really? You found me because of my podcast? It just still blows my mind a little bit. But I think SEO, like we post it as a YouTube video when I get the YouTube, when it looks good, pretty much when I do a good job with the video. And I think that helps with SEO and we share it on Facebook and other people talk about it. So yeah, I've had at least five people and this was from when I started it, but kind of let it die down. I've really ramped it back up since you guys have started offering some assistance, which I guess you'll talk about. I mean, it definitely works just in all aspects.
That is so cool to hear. It's so great to see a process, a system that we know works and have developed it to see it in action in our clients. So as the client happiness manager, that makes me happy to hear that it's helping you. And but as a podcast producer, I'm also like, heck yeah. So one of the things Autumn was mentioning that it's just a little value add we have for our next level clients is that we have developed a different system for looking for perfect prospects for not just your cleaning company as clients, but if you have a podcast as we've trained and you're on that route, you're working on that funnel, we actually offer support from our awesome virtual assistants that reach out as part of your podcast production team. So that just kind of got derived from running this podcast. One of the things I do is find people. So anyhow, back to you, Autumn. So most interesting person you had was a travel agent, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to think back to when I was doing it before. She was really cool recently because like I've always known who she was or like seen her, but like and just assume she did little domestic trips. Like, no, the woman goes to like Japan and does research and then comes back so she can, and like Australia, and she's been a lot of cool places. And I'm like, okay, next big trip I make, I'll definitely use you. So that was really cool. That's the thing. I'm just getting to know other business owners. Mm. And I think somebody at the last Next Level event was just saying how so cool it is that doing this podcast, you have so many connections. I mean, I now have the mayor's number in my phone. Like, mm-hmm.
somebody that's pretty handy.
Yeah, right. And I have all the business owners and stuff, and they think of me. And it's not as quick of a process like as running an ad and getting new clients. But I started with you guys ramping the podcast back up probably about 2-3 weeks ago, right when we got back from this last event. And this week is when the first ones have their free cleans. So, and then every Friday I've got two scheduled indefinitely. So it's like the funnel's really working, and hopefully they'll turn into clients. They all seem very excited. And I've even heard a few times like, oh, I need a cleaning company. I'm like, perfect. And then, you know, the next step will be to offer them to sponsor the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then it's like becomes a business expense rather than a personal expense. So it's all working, and I love doing it. It's so much fun. And that's coming from an introvert who I get nervous every time it's time to like interview somebody, but it's still a fun process.
I don't think you're an introvert at all. You're good at hiding being an introvert. I think you're great to talk to. So real quick, when you were cutting in and out there were a couple of nuggets that I pulled out of there. Number one is that you have the mayor's number on your phone, which is quite handy, and you're networking. Yes. So my brain, number one, it just goes, even if that person doesn't become a client, you're still not just offering value to them, but there's a networking part there where they can start referring people to you. You can refer people to them, and a partnership is formed. So yeah. I just want Cleaning Nation to have that takeaway too. There's so many different ways you can run a podcast to benefit your business and bring value, right? Like you said, Autumn, it's really all about them and people sharing their businesses, and everyone benefits from it. So it's pretty awesome to have you as a different example. The only other thing, wow, we're coming up on time. That went by really fast. Autumn, let's get all of your information, because I want people to be able to check out your podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. Where can they find you?
Hometown Business Podcast. That's what it is on iTunes, I think, is the Hometown Business Podcast. But I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. And I try to really thank you.
Yeah, and I saw your graphics on social media. They're so good. I'm like taking notes on yours.
Flipscribe. I am not good at it. It's just an easy program to use. So
nice. All right, Cleaning Nation. Well, please check out Autumn. We're going to get her links in and post them in the description of this video and on the podcast, the show notes. Any last words of wisdom for Cleaning Nation, Autumn?
Just do it. Just do it. I mean, version 1.0, then 2.0, then 3.0, and it'll get fun.
All right. Perfect. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Autumn, for coming on today. And we'll catch you next time, Cleaning Nation. Bye-bye.
Thank y'all.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. I don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.